Blog Talk Radio.
This is wonderful. Glad to be here. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the Cosmic Philosopher. And it's good to be here. I am Tim Aldred. Okay, let's see what's going on here. I don't know what that is. Let's see. In time. I-M-E. Holden time. Okay. All right. Yesterday was a bad day. Somehow I got my show killed by some confusion that I didn't. I don't know of me contributing to it, but I am accustomed to being treated like I am the uncivilized person, and I am not. I am not. I grew up in Jamaica, and I come to find out that white people hone African people. You see what I mean? And when you have a thief When you have a thief that steal from wealthy people, and they become wealthy now, they are thieves, wealthy, you know, there's a lot of things that they can do. Because a thief that, let's say, will always be a thief, no matter how much wealth they get, they cannot appreciate it. You know, they don't have anybody to thank for it. And then, this is the problem we have in the world here today, because these corrupt homosexuals, the whole thing just come to light that I did not see before, but in my older age now, I can see that these folks that we are seeing called white people, they are a species, a new species. And see if you understand what I'm saying. We don't get to find out about the difference between them. We know that them white skin and them skin look awfully bad. Most of them. And some of those who have you know, a admirable skin. It is because of their experiences in getting wealth. Yeah. But where is the history that we know about them, where they come from? And we will never know until we are going to read the history that tells us. And even then, a lot of people not going to know what they're reading, just like somebody told me earlier today, that they find out that a lot of things in the Bible are not true, but they don't have any place else to go to find anything better than the Bible. I said, because you believe it. That's the way I was. I grew up in Jamaica, a slavery country, where my species, or if you want to call it my race, was subjected to being a slave. So our culture and what is in our blood is not able to manifest, because these, what we see here as white people, behaving like they are the only civilized people on earth. And look at what they're doing to the, what they call black people. They say in 1857, the United States Supreme Court. Now, when you hear statement calling United States Supreme Court. Look, you need the history to tell you where these white people are coming from, because they are the ones talking here that they have a Supreme Court. We don't know anything about another Supreme Court or where any other court come from. And ironically, the African people are the ones coming from born into civilization. We are born into civilization. We have the blood of the gods that came to earth. It's not a joke, simply because we come up in a time where nobody know anything about reading and finding out what civilization is. And these sodomites, homosexuals, they are the ones who's holding
the position in the world like they are the civilized people. And it's not true. Not one dust of it is true. But look how bad it is. In Jamaica, they own everything in Jamaica. It's not just in America, but everywhere we are, they come and own it. Something is wrong, and we don't know. We don't know what is wrong. And a lot of these white people don't know what is wrong either. Because you don't, those of them that know are those who probably get good education and stuff like that and get to know what's going on into their culture. But apart from that, no. So when it comes to we who are children of slaves, my brethren, we don't know anything. And we are polluted with so much confusion that it is not in the white people who are controlling us. It will never be in their mind to like turn us back to what we were and make we go live. No, they will never do that. They are seeking to destroy everything inside of our brain that is civilized. That's what they are doing. If you think I am joking, I cannot help it, you know. I cannot. Because the sensory reality of our brain that we are supposed to rely on once we have been demoralized. It's not easy to see psychologically what makes sense somewhat and to reason deeply in anything. No, that's done with us. We need our clean mind. And in these circumstances, when you talk about these kind of experience about the we are coming out from transatlantic slave trade, those are things that just make us know that we are down into the dumps, okay? Because who know anything that is going to heal your brain? And you know, your brain is intangible, you know. You can't eat a piece of food and think that, okay, your brain is going to come out. No, you would have to be, you have to get, be fed properly too, yeah? But you need someone with that knowledge that is out there in the history books that even if we go read it, we don't understand what we're reading. All right. What I want to tell you, my friends, it is only going to have value to some people that listen to me. Because I don't think there are many of us, based upon my meeting people, you know, maybe not in person, but in communication. Their mind is not going to go where my mind goes because I was grown up a certain kind of way. And a certain kind of way is basically I was among mother and father and about almost a dozen of siblings. I've like about four sisters and about six brothers. I would make seven brothers.
But
I was, my attitude was different from the rest of them. Attitude was different from the rest of them. And today, only one of my siblings passed away. But only one out of the rest of us, a brother of mine, he's like, you know, like this, like the, I am the fifth one, and he's like the third child for our parents. He's the only one that, you know, he don't show like he's a wise guy in his life, as because he's get older now, and, you know, and sicky-like. So, but the way he grew up, back in Jamaica before he went to England, you know, he went to England and he just spoiled, just lived spoiled. He make a little good for himself, but, you know, I wish he had set a good example for me, but, you know, I was about age 13 when he left Jamaica, and therefore there was nobody else then that would radiate anything to me like what he started off back there, like in 18 years of age. He was a very, as at my age of 13, he was a pleasant person. You know, I mean, at age 13, I would have a good sense of what my brother was. And I tell you, you know, he backed out of the church. And for whatever, whether what he says or not, but he had a good reason for not bothering with the church. Something they did that to him that was too raw for them to do, and say they are into the Holy Spirit, and he didn't go back into that church at all, because it is the church that was doing him something that's not the way a church is supposed to treat anybody. So he did not go back in the church. All right. It took me like about 50 years after that when I am adult now. I migrated from Jamaica to America. And I made some progress reading. Yeah, because I wasn't reading no more than fourth grade level back there. And I'm the first one to, like, just, you know, fess up and tell you, I wasn't reading much of anything. I didn't know anything. But somehow, my attitude that I know I had, I never was a follower behind anybody. But I can trust somebody to, like, you know, be of good company to me, and we can go places or something like that. But I was not someone to be led by another person, you know, in a way that would mislead me in the way I'm supposed to live. So, being that I was one from young age, managed myself and the way and what my choice of anything is, I managed myself in that. I didn't follow anybody else. So there was a force inside of me. All right. So I am Christian since I was age 7. My Christians, that's all they are, Christian. Now, when you think of what kind of information that develop people from a young age where you don't have any forces working against your Christianity. You know how spoiled you're going to be based on what church is. And today, when somebody say things contrary to scripture, today, you have people that I know are my friends. We grow up together and stuff like that. They won't talk to me. They will not talk to me. And whoever talked to me, they would have to have a psychological energy that would allow them to have conversation with me. And we don't fuss and fight. Well, we may have conversation, but we don't go off the track, right? What I'm trying to tell you is that since I come to the United States, when I believe in Christianity, I was reading the Bible and making full use of the Bible. So, to tell you the truth about my experience, how did I come out from the Bible? Is I first go to adult school. I go to adult high school. I graduate. And it did improve my level of reading comprehension. So it means then, whatever I thought that I was not going to learn anything or much anymore than what I know, I wasn't seeing that anything else was much more would come into my mind. Optimistic. No, I was not optimistic about learning any further than just a look of where I was. When I was in Jamaica, I could get driver's license. There's something in Jamaica, you know, it's a third world country, right? You're talking about back then, I left Jamaica in this, like, 1973, I left Jamaica, and I was 27 years of age, so you know how old I am right now, right? That's the matter to me. But what I'm trying to say to you is the experience that I go through, the negative and the positive. So I was solely a Christian for real, for whatever we thought Christianity was. I was a pure person, wholehearted. And look, we'll get along, but don't bring no trash to me. See? So nothing shouldn't be wrong if you're a clean person, and anybody can make a mistake. But if you make a mistake, that is exceptional. You know, there, that is excluded. When you are making errors with things, with anything, but especially when you may hurt somebody because of misunderstanding, I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm very lenient, but don't let me see you acting in a way you don't care and so forth. Because I am clean inside. Me no want no condemnation inside of me. Okay? So I am a person that when I come United States now, I you know, I get drawn to like TBN. Yeah, get drawn to TBN. And I went on for quite some years now, and I was about age 30 when I graduated from the school. When I was about 40 years of age, I come to a conclusion that I wasn't educated properly from my earliest age, right? Where I should get primary school teaching. I didn't get enough of that because I didn't learn much of anything back then. So I realized that though I go through the high school education, I was supposed to be somebody that duly learned primary school education. And I didn't get enough of that. And I realized that I am not all over with the amount of education I should have, because things that I should know now as a high school reading person, I don't know them. Certain things you should know without, you have to go through any changes. And I am having certain disability because of that. And somebody like me, with my dull thinking, I really needed to have actual knowledge of those background knowledge in the lower classes. I should, because I'm not going to do all that well now, although I graduate the high school. So I'm kind of a top heavy. You know what I mean? Right? I know some advanced things, but some things that are fundamental, I don't, you know, I'm dysfunctional that way. All right. So what I decided, I said, it's my thinking, right? And whatever the good Lord is causing to, you know, what whatever my DNA that come from the Almighty is inside of me, I thought to myself that, you know what? I did a paralegal course. It would help me, because what I need help with most of all is communication. I like to talk. And it would fit me real well. I wouldn't be worrying about the lower fundamental things that I don't know, because I would like stay into communication where, you know, it's okay with me, because I know this level of things. So I decided to go to and do a paralegal course. And I went and sought that out. And they said, well, you know, yeah, I give you a test. And the first time, I didn't pass the test to go into the paralegal class. That's the truth. I didn't pass it. So I came back home and go into my books that I had that I know would help me along the line, that the things I should know. So I do a little, you know, refreshing on those information. 10 years pass, so I'm kind of not altogether with it. But I get into it, and I tell you, I went back and I did the test again. I passed. So I did the paralegal course, and when I did the paralegal course, some of my peers in the class, you know, they get to find out that something is different with me. And even the lawyer, the attorney that was our instructor, a lady, and perhaps a man that probably give us a few lessons as well, that they found out that something is, I am different. I have a different character. But I get along with people, though. It's a matter of people don't get along with me, but I get along with them kind of thing. So, all right, concluded. I pass and graduate. I try to get the state board certification as well, but I pass like about three of the subjects, but I never get to continue on with it, right? So today I am a different person because I did that, you know, academically speaking, and, you know, to live my life with certain level of reasoning. Me coming to America and did not know anything about social conditions. I didn't know that America was a government, that the government staged a coup and take over America. I didn't know that African own America, in the Western world. African people own the Western world. That's a fact. But I never know all of that. So it was like a fate and destiny. I didn't know what would happen to me when I come to America. I came on my own and just, I was young, so, you know, I could find any little thing to do. Now, this little reading that I get, this is really what is causing certain kind of emotions to stir inside of my brain and causes me to see a view of the world that I would and did not see. All right, so this Christian mind that I have and the life I try to live, by, you know, get up into 60 and stuff like that. Well, before I get up into 60, I would say when I was 40 years of age, that was the time I did the paralegal course. So I would take, within the year, I think I finished that. I spent like about 9 months. 9 months course. And then, you know, I came off, it's good. I mean, what came to me to do the paralegal, because it would help me to control, let's say, I could control communication. I know what I'm saying. And if you're saying anything to me, I know what you're saying in that sense. But I am not, you know, I'm not a college graduate. I'm not a university graduate. I'm a high school. But I have found out something about the words I'm using. And it is something that caused, you know, good things
to, you know, to cause me to experience good things. Okay? Because communication is a big part of our lives, right, as adults. And what I have found out about words is that anybody in the world know that, because America is under a coup. Who takes over America is not human beings, white people. And look, if you want to tell me stop it, I'll tell you, you stop it. So you don't know what you're talking about. White people out there, I will tell you, listen, if you don't know that white people come from monkey, this world history textbook tell me that they come from monkey. And you afraid of them? Me not afraid of them. I am not afraid, but when I sit down in front of this computer and know that they are out there controlling everything I'm saying, and if I say certain things about us, African, we who've been here before they come here, they are coming here because of a reason, and it's not a sane reason. White people are not sane. And my soul have it hard to believe that or to accept that is true. But I'm telling you, you have to know the context that govern what I'm saying, okay? It comes down to word usage. But I am telling you that white people, the reason why they are homosexual, should tell you something. You don't know the reason why white people are homosexual. Do you? Now, if anybody wants to talk to me about anything I'm saying right now, I want you to call me, because I am very much, not a lot of people want to talk about the things that I'm talking about, but I'm very sure people are listening to me. And one of the reasons why the conventional people who would normally call a radio host and talk, it is because they have some, you know, they are programmed, whether or not they are highly education or not, but they are on the same frequency. You know, they're driving the same lane. But mentally, I do not drive in the same lane like the way I grew up. And all the people I know around me, I'm different from them. And the people that I talk to, and they themselves would hold themselves out as, you know, a little higher than other people. They fall down under my context of perception of things, and that creates a problem. Now, if I were twisting words and not using words the way everybody else uses it, that would be a problem, but that's not the problem. I understand the way all of us accustomed to perceive things. I grew up with it, that when I was struggling to pass the reading comprehension test to graduate, I had to come to grips with how words are used and the way you answer to things. I learned something, but it wasn't taking me up to the top, but that was helping me, that when I go to answer questions, like, you know, multiple choice question or whatever it is, I was able to pass, right? And high school, you need at least 12 grade comprehension to graduate. They're probably going further now because it's quite a few years gone by now. Who knows if they raise it? I don't know. But what I'm saying to you is when I was 40 years of age, I developed with the knowledge of scripture. You know, I almost read most of the Old Testament scriptures. I definitely read all of the New Testament scriptures. But today, the transformation that I go through, and you might think that I'm crazy, right? If I were crazy, they would tell me when I was, as a matter of fact, I was representing myself in the court because I was involved in a few conduct, not a thief, not no criminal thing. I wasn't stealing, no, none of those kind of things. The first arrest I got, I was arrested like what? How many times? One, two, about three times. The first one was a ticket, a traffic ticket. I came to a stop sign and I didn't stop completely, and a cop got me for that. Ticket me for that. And it was late in the morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, coming from a Bible study, you know, with my friends. So I was a good boy in this sense. And since I don't know nothing about Christianity is a dark, dark vortex. I can tell you that for real. But you won't know because it's a psychological thing when you're reading the Bible and about the talking serpents. Yeah. And God begot a son. Those things, if I tell you that those things are not true, you might not, you know, never listen to me again. You know, I'll be sorry about that because I know there is a depth to these things, and it takes me all that time before I come to realize, you know what I mean? So I meet people now that I begin to tell them about the usage of words that I learned. And this person, I can see, like, I would rank in university education, right? And this person told me that they are in the Bible, but it's like things not working out in the Bible the way they are to understand things. So he has to just leave things and go on living. So I say, it is because you believe what is in the Bible why you don't see things. You believe things that you don't know, and that is the reason. If you begin to, like, hold what you read to what your reading knowledge is, could never frustrate you. You would continue to look for perfect ideas, perfect information, when you read it and say, this is good, opposed to that is not good. So, is what you know about the words, and too many people do not know. So that when I'm in the court of law, and I do some things that I have what it is to defend myself. That ain't nothing wrong with me, right? Because when I did the high school, they didn't tell me that something is wrong with my head. They didn't send me home. No. When I
argue with people, they don't tell me that I don't, you know, like, write me off. No, nobody ever, like, tell me there's something wrong with my head. When I go to none of these classes, nobody, the teachers, they don't tell me that. If I ask them questions, they know what I'm asking them. I'm not talking foolishness. So I'm telling you that this person I spoke to, when I explained that word carries some definitions to it. Most of the words, if not all of the words we use, those words carry definitions to them. So this word may have 15 definitions, or 12 or 15, and sometimes a lot of them just go on and on and on with definitions that goes underneath their word jurisdiction. So I call it, after all, when I see where this knowledge is taking me, I call it word science process. Where did science come in? It's not just saying what the word is, like saying supreme. Supreme has some definitions, because this word can, this word definitions causes the definitions cause you to use this word in a number of contexts. Supreme. There are different circumstances where you want to use supreme. You can be anything. A lot of objects out there that you can use supreme. Or let's say history. It's not only one type of history you have. So you can use the word history. If you look up in the dictionary and see the word history, it will give you several definitions. All right. What about love? There's a whole kind of love, right? But it's spelled the same way, though. All right. Whenever you're communicating, now, I'm giving you something that I never hear anybody talk about that, right? But I know that we all should know this, because you actually dealing with it all the time, but you just don't notice it. Because what? You are in a culture that is not drawing your attention to it like how I am drawing your attention to it. Your so we don't respect communication too much, except you are under certain kind of a warning or caution or something like that. But it is something that we should do all the time. Okay? So, anytime you are reading anything, this type of knowledge must be right there in your present, in your consciousness, that when you see words come up in anything and you are required to respond to it in a certain kind of way, that certain kind of way that you must use is not all of those definitions to that word that you are using. You can't just take up any definition. You have to look at them and know the difference between what this definition says, the other definition, because there are variation to it and to the context that you're using it in. All right. So, person said to me, oh, I see what you mean. Now, this is an educated person I'm talking to. Now, when I break it down like that, is that this person saw something and got turned on and say, yes, I see what you mean. So, that is, so look, you use a word to someone and you know that the word you by you choosing what context you are using. All right. Let's say you're saying something negative and you use a certain word. You use one of the definitions from the word that is going to fire, load some shots. And it's negative, right? You want some negative shots to knock somebody's socks off. But so it's academical, you know what I mean? So you choose which definition from that word that is really derogatory. And you just frame it in the academic sense, okay? That you're well read, you know, you're carrying this statement the way it's acceptable. And the person is going to know what you're doing. But what if they mistaken and interpret what you say as a physical threat? You know, I mean, a physical threat must be physical. You must say it. That's what you mean. This is what I'm talking about. And I am telling you, I could be arrested by a judge for that. If indeed I was not an authority telling off this judge, a circuit court judge, a female judge, because the judge did me something wrong. And you may say, well, what do you mean by it? You think I'll judge a good judge? Yeah, a lot of them, they don't have all the knowledge in the world. No, they do not. All right. And in my case, with the word usage, and I caught her doing something wrong, she giving me a ruling that is wrong. She's going against the law of the court. So when she deny my motion for something that she should not, and I'm telling you, how do I know? It turns out she got into trouble for doing it. She got into trouble for doing it. And when I realized that, okay, I'm not going to make a noise in our chamber. I am going to go home and I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to write her a letter. Yeah. You want to try some of that sometime? Yeah. Yeah. Write the superior one a letter. Okay. And, you know, I mean, blow the breeze and blow the skirt off, right? And expose the nakedness. Basically, it's legit. It's legit. And it's weird power lines, because you know when you talk or people talk to you, the words that you are using, you must not take it lightly. You know what you want to accomplish. Don't fool around what, you know, and don't try to, like, do other things and get yourself in a trouble. Put it in writing and handle it properly. Don't lose your good temper. Keep your cool and put your stuff in writing, and you can't get in trouble for what you're going to say. Of course, you have common sense. Do the job in writing. Put it in an envelope. Post it to them or something like that. They can't take you to court if you know what you're writing and stuff like that. So, yeah. I came home and write a full scalpel, a letter. And I tell the judge off. And the way I approach her is like she's somebody, I mean, I don't like walk in the street or something like that. I didn't talk to her like she's a judge, except in the context that, yeah, she's doing it to me. And I'm going to do it back to her in a different kind of way where she does not expect that I have the wits to do it. Because I'm a little Jamaican man. You know, I don't look pretty. I don't, nothing appealing, okay? And that judge underestimated it. And you know what? I take a copy to her and to the chief judge. And because I was right, and I nail her down. Yeah, I nail her down to where there is no... But what did she do? What she did to me was she denied a motion that was duly proper to give me, grant me the motion and what I was asking her to do. She should have done it, but because I was going after a federal judge, right? I have a case. I have a case on my lawyer for not practicing his law, practicing the law the way he's supposed to. So I'm suing him. I can't get nobody else to sue him, so I'm doing it myself. I'm pro se. So you have to be bold to do this, though, and you cannot be a proud and disorderly. I mean, negatively proud. Proud of yourself, yes, of course. But you don't want to, like, don't put yourself in trouble. So keep cool, okay? Stay lawful, right? So I came home and wrote her the letter, right, and tell her off really, really, really good, man. I said, if you're covering for a crook, you're a crook yourself. And I really, like I tell you, boy, don't, it's the power, it's the words that you're using. And if the words carry exactly what you designed, and don't go the contrary way about it. Words are powerful. Choose the words them that are, you know, innocuous to you, but not to the victim, because you're nailing somebody down. And make sure you are on the right side of the law, that they cannot take you in and get anything off of you. All right. This judge, for the things that I say to her, roughing her up and nailing her down and treat her like she's just like somebody walking on the street. And, you know, walk on the street. Everybody walk on the street. But I'm talking about somebody who don't have, they're not anybody that look respectable or not like that. Yeah, I talk to her like she's wearing a piece of dirty garment or something like that. I never honor this woman judge in any kind of way. No, I didn't. And you want to tell me I was disrespectful? You don't have any sense. You know, when you have the handle and the blade, you don't behave like you don't have neither of them, because you want to hold the handle and you want to cut them with the blade, right? So I am not violent, you know. No, sir. I am not violent. Okay? So if you want to talk about it this way, wrong with me, because I'm going to be nice to you if you're nice to me. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, forget about that. We owe it to each other to be nice to each other. You understand that? And not unless you didn't know what you were doing, I'll forgive you if you don't know. But if you're willfully doing it, oh, you're going to get crushed up. Not with my hand or no weapon. Words. Words will give me what I want. Now, not many people want to be my friend. Just a selected a couple of people want to be my friend. Because I've gone so far up on the frequency with the word force. The word force that, yeah, be careful of what you say. If something, I don't want to buy the answer. I don't buy the answer because I'm not going to get anything out of that. Okay, but anytime you take a act and, you know, I mean, I don't get into those kind of situations in my day-to-day life with anybody because I don't have anything to get from somebody who, you know, sitting down next to me over there or something like that. No, I don't, what do I have to get from them? But somebody in power, somebody in, like, principality power, and they're wicked, they're bad and stuff like that, take them down. Take them down. With the words. To know what you're doing now, okay? I'm just saying it is there for the taking. Any one of us can make words be the weapon that you use. Use it wisely. Don't let it get to your head either, okay? But just normally, normal, proper use of it, you're cool. All right. For what I said to her, she misinterpreted what I said when I kick her all over herself. She think that that's bodily harm. No, where's the context of what I'm saying? She's the judge. I go to her with a motion. She dismissed me, and I go home and write her a letter and say, no, you know, you're wrong on this. You don't have any right to do that. So you're covering for this federal judge guy that I want him to testify. I want to depose him. Okay? And you are blocking me. No, you're not supposed to do that. Did court give me right to do it? I'm a pro se. So where you think you can come now using your power against me? No, that's not for you to do. Go by the order of the court. That's why you are here. And so I don't ease up there at all. That's right. I do not. So you know what she did? She was going to show me that she has the power. She sent my letter to the state attorney, Broward County State Attorney, seeking my possible arrest, saying that I threatened her with bodily harm. That's how anxious these idiots are to want to put you behind bars, these sodomites, homosexual, European settlers. These people who are in all of our territories, and now we don't have a voice, we can't talk, because here them have these shit house AD on Adam and Jesus. Jesus don't come from anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus don't come from anywhere. Jesus is not a character. Neither does God. And that's what I am about right now. These fucking assholes from Europe. Okay? They need to get out. They're over there calling themselves Israel. They are not Israel. They are not. And they don't have anything to prove that that is their Israel. It's a lie. They're talking about Jesus came from where God begot a son. Where? It never happened. When I tell somebody Jesus and God never exist, they find it hard to accept. But it is true. You only because you believe it is true, that makes it true. And I mean, it doesn't have what it takes to offer positive energy and power. it cannot generate that. Because if you are to bring it to fruition, to find the facts, you don't find anything that is going to tell you and give you the proof that God begot a son, a lie. And the things they wrote all over the Bible about Jesus born of a virgin, you can't find not one element of it to be true. None. So, AD Anadamani that they use to generate Christmas and Easter and all these flop-flop Halloween and all this kind of stuff, it's simply because we African people are mentally ill from 100,000 years ago when they were monkeys, when these white people were monkeys. They know to go about and shoot us and kill us and tell us we can't say where we settled. They are coming to settle there. Remember, they were never in any one of these settlements before us. We are indigenous, meaning the first. Who here know what indigenous means? It means the first people. Are we being treated like we are the first people? No. They come here, but what led them to come here? Where were they before they come here? You don't have any of us ask that. You're out there listening to me, and I bet you're trembling in your shoes. Because all I want is opportunity. All I want is opportunity. And when I am here, I'm on this radio, you know, they do all kind of things so that what I'm saying don't get out. Idiots and fucking asshole homosexual. No, I didn't know why they become homosexual. But I found out. You know, a lot of what we need to know is in the world history textbook. But because we're not reading it with the kind of mental perception and interpretation, we don't find out. We should have known long time that these white people don't and cannot be around us. Why did we allow them to come here? We allow them, you know. They lay their hands and weapon is 509 BC. And a little before 509 BC, that was when they actually put our weapons to use. But prior to that, they get it from the Bronze Age. You know, like about 2100 years BC. Yes, they begin to get our weapons because they never reach any perception of human element until 100,000 years ago. Okay? So, it's, all right, so they've been getting it from 100,000 years ago, like from 75,000 years ago. Right? Because they actually attack us on the 100,000 line BC. All the rest of us that come into the Western world, we all got disease in our system that affect our brain 100,000 years ago. That's a fact. Now, how could we end up without government, without ruling our government, when you look into the world history textbook right now and they tell you about Government of Africa. Government of Africa. Why you don't see no government of Europe into the world is the textbook, do you? No. If you think I'm crazy, well, you begin to search your search, right? And, of course, you can't take your search from anything. You have to take it, something that is academically approved. Because words are there, glittering, and there for you to do things with them. So, what I am telling you, these white people that you see here and talking about it's their country, it's simply because we have not found out the information yet. We're still under the disease syndrome. Africa has not done anything for its government since 100,000 years ago. Africa has not. And if it has done anything, I can bring it down more closer to us when you will see fact in what I am saying more clearly. 509 BC. That's the time when they, you know, they never have any kind of a government set up or not like that, except their sodomy culture. Their sodomy culture. In the 100,000 coming right on down to 509 BC. When they were, you know, they already gone through the cross breeding with our blood. So how did they get to go cross breeding with our blood? Not when we are sane and sober. So the entire sapient species were you know, doused there with their disease. How many kind of disease do we have that 100,000 years ago never existed when we were developing in Africa? We don't have anything that show that we had any disease. It's not to my knowledge at all. Right? So they go into Africa and spread their disease there. And the African government. So that way down to 509 BC, they could come and overthrow the king, Roman Tarquinius, and begin. They are so certain that you just take a look at what these white people do to us who left Africa 100,000 years ago. Look at the kind of stuff. They knew that they can do anything they want. Take as much time as they want. Because what? They know our brain is not working as good as theirs. How would they know to do that? They didn't. If they never had awareness that their disease will fall us. Them are the talking serpent. And we don't know them are the talking serpent in the Bible. We believe what the Bible says because we think what them say about God and Jesus begot a son and Jesus died on the cross. We believe all those kind of stuff. And there is no academic wording that lead those things to a fact. All right. I know that right now, they're not supposed to be among us. White people not supposed to be among us. But they make our society like them and us we are lower than them, and they you know, they are the higher people. Everywhere, not one place. Why do you think they wanted to go to everywhere we settle down in the Western world? Why do you think they want to be everywhere, every square inch of where we settle down? They come in there. Why? That don't show that they are afraid of us. That don't show that they think that they are among us. No, they want what we have, and they know to like show off, like, you know, we need them. Oh, but we are under government, and they're going to come here and say they're making a government Christmas and Easter and bring all of their fucking asshole nonsense upon us and dumb us down with the Bible. So we will never know that we are suffering from these very disease that we are experiencing. We just think it's natural, and we go to a doctor. Now, they are like puss guarding the milk. Because how come a people who dose us their disease in their state of being monkeys and nothing else? It's in the World Literature textbook of little life forms. And that they were the second life forms, the apes. The first was the microbes. They were the first life form, and the apes were the second life form, and the third, humans, and human being came into being 250,000 years ago, when they came into being 3 to 4 million years ago. That's the way it says in the World Literature textbook. Now, what is going to keep these white people from getting out of our territory, our ignorance? The church and the democracy. Go vote for them. It's not in our history of record. Why we going to church and why we are in sympathy with everything these nasty idiot fools, John Crow, you know, now they are a species to themselves, because they crossbreed between our blood and their blood. And that's why they are talking. They never spoke anything until they crossbreed with our blood. Did you know that? Yes. That's it. You see who they are? They don't behave like human beings. You know, they got so much of our blood, and they only use it to do wicked things to us. Okay? That's what they do. So now Biden is there, and you hear he's talking about all they do is... They don't care about killing us, because that's what they want to do, get rid of us. They're using our humanity against us. Everywhere you turn, that's what they do. But if we find out, we will not go back to church. We will not be talking about we're going to vote for Biden or Trump. We won't look to them. We do not, if we know. But, hey. Whatever happened, listed, they're going to go. They're going to go. Because Earth don't belong to these faggots, these homosexual species. No. Their original parents is hominid. But these crossbreed that then go on as a subgroup, they become homosexual, and their ancestor behind. No, but they become a prominent homosexual species. And they don't want you to call them homosexual. They want you to adore them like they are above that. and go on like, you know, double GLP or whatever it is, like, you know, I mean, just a little group. No, it's all of them. You think that all of these killings has been going on all the time, and they make it seem like it's a natural thing to happen. Can't you see? And they talk about which president will do this and do that. Look at Obama. They were still killing our people when Obama was there. And what did he do? Nothing. Like change. And he came in. And even I did give money when he was wanting to become a president. Obama is a faggot. And he's the worst of them because he is half black and half white, right? His father is a black man and his mother white, right? And now they're using him because nothing is nicer than for them to, like, hold him as a black, you know, superior because he's half white. All right? And didn't Obama go to Africa and kill Ian Hillary? Hillary was his, what, Secretary of State? They go there and kill Gaddafi because Gaddafi is trying to do good things for his people. And Obama go there, man, Hillary, and kill the man. And there is no government in Africa to stop them. So the depth that we are at right now, if we don't find out that these fucking ass white people and this AD Anadamani that they have here, where the Pope get one of his monks to write AD Anadamani and change the calendar and stuff like that, until we know that, they will always kick our asshole out. That's what they will do. Okay? We must know that what they're saying is law is not law. We have our government here. Okay? Go into South Africa, going all over Africa, but South Africa, where they go and establish all their work and all over the globe. Okay? We have the truth. Everything that we have, they take it and go hide it in the Vatican or in a room. Okay? It's our place where they are living it up and hiding all the secret that the gods have here for us to enjoy. And you're out there behaving like, oh, you want to vote for this one, vote for that one. And we are educated. We look at these guys up there. A guy named Ari, whatever his name is. These people are, I mean, so educated, man. You know, and you hear them and watch them. And these three girls up there are prosecuting these Trump and stuff like that. These girls are so educated. They are brainwashed too. Yeah. They are in another world. That the disease that plague our species are killing them. They can do all those things, but something is wrong with them. They don't know. Where is our government? Where is our government? It's there. It's intangible. It want us, the tangible, to use it, and we can't use it because something is wrong with us. What do they say? Useless, I read this, because nobody is going to, like, say, pay it any attention, because you're afraid of these faggots. Okay? We don't have no government here in action. Kingship is our government. And you can see in America, we were working by our own government that our gods that created us give us. We all are talking about our creator, but where is your creator? Is not Christianity God? You know, there's a lot for us to find out. You know what I mean? They said, in 1857. In 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled the black people were not, the black people were property. That's what we amount to. They can't do anything with us. Now, if they didn't know that we were dosed up with their different diseases, why would they be talking like this? So certain, somebody like them were coming from apes. Apes turn you sort of human being, and because they can talk and decipher certain things. But look what they do. They are the first to drop bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You see? They are the first to drop bomb on us and continue to kill us like we are nobody. They know that they done, you know, throw their monkey disease on us. They know that. And today they are ruling over us. Hello? That is the cat. A yard milk. They go to all of our if you can't see that these people are just looking at us knowing that they have done something to us that is very vile and lethal. How many of our people dead and gone from Africa to the Western world? And it is hard for people to digest that. But let me tell you something. I'm telling you, with everything I've got, I'm not holding back anything. And I'm telling you, none of them cannot stand up in front of the truth that put us here. And the reason why we are here and sick and suffering, it is because we don't know what they do, because they came in with their serpent and deceive us. I know we have a different mind. We don't know who we are. That's what is happening. But there are many people out there that listen to what I'm saying, and they will think that, yo, don't listen to what I'm going to say because you're making a little money. But what happened to your government? You think that guy out there is good government out in Jamaica there? Out there? Look, he's as sick as I'm telling you. Every single African people around the world, a lot of them find out certain things, you know, but you listen to what they say and they don't start where they're supposed to start talking. So, you know, they are down in a midstream and they say a lot of things good, but it will not change anything. The truth is confrontational, not with guns and all that kind of stuff. Because like I tell you, the truth is the only thing that is going to liberate, because the truth will remove the evil. We're not removing the evil the way we are going about it. I want to tell you, I think I am removing evil in a certain context. Because at least I have not had anybody to walk over what I say. It means that anytime we come to a principality confrontation, not talking about them whole bunch of foolishness that they have killing bombs with bombs and all those, and that's not what I'm talking about. Just that it's like when a policeman stop you on the road, they depend on their words to deal with you, you know. Yeah, words. If they not just shoot you without a cause of no reason, but if they have to talk to you on anything like that, anything you say, yeah, be careful of what you say, because that is exactly what is going to trigger them. Be careful what you say. But what I am telling you now is we have our laws that we are to walk with. And if you ever have to come across them, you just show them show them, it's like your driver's license. When they stop you, you show them your driver's license and your certificate, right? Good. Well, we have our government information that because we are under this situation, it's not that you're afraid of them, it's that this situation that we are in is put together long before even some of our parents born. We are here facing this, and it means that we must use our intelligence. Use your intelligence. And that is get a copy of the laws, King's Law Code. Okay? And make it, let it be official. Let it be official. What we are supposed to do is to have the laws that govern us as a people and let these fucking asshole white people go about their business back into Europe. Okay? This Adriana Domini and this driver's license, Florida's license, stuff like that, it's nonsense. Nonsense. We must adore our government, and if you have a vehicle or whatever you possess, it must be by that government. That's what we are supposed to do. And not follow these Genesis 19 sodomites that want to get lots of visitors, want to fuck their ass. That's what these sodomite white people are doing. But I'm telling you, they're fooling around us because we don't know. They don't have any government. And that's what we are supposed to know. They can't, none of them will stand up in front of us if we know our government. That's it. It's called jurisdiction. They come from Europe. They can't tell you anything else except that they come here as criminals. They invade our territory. And how much of our territory did they invade? Every one of them. It means that they drug us with their disease and we are not able to do better now. So they got us under their spell. Not under their spell. It takes a while. You know, I struggle to get the knowledge straight in my head. But as soon as it all come together, the full power is on. They can't come in front of me because they're wrong long time, okay? And we can't have jurisdiction for nothing. No, we can't have jurisdiction for nothing. Well, you know what? Let's see what they do. But if we don't do something, if we don't say something for them to hear and to see our action, if we don't have any action, then we don't need to say anything. We have to be acting a certain kind of way. And that is, get rid of their nasty Christian church because it never belonged to us to begin with. You see, and that God we are praying to, there's none of that exists. Learn to read words properly. And all what they're talking about Jesus in the whole New Testament, you cannot find one place in there to convince any sensible person that Jesus existed. None whatsoever. No God, no Saint Paul. As a matter of fact, I can wrap God and Jesus and Saint Paul together and you will never find an authentication that they existed. No. So these sodomites, you know, make us into fools. And we don't know what to say or what to do. And you know, you live like a papa and always working and content and go to church and stuff like that. Set yourself free with the truth. Get to know it. And that's what I got to tell you. Before, let me see here. What's going on here? Oh, wow.
I have some visitors here. Okay. What are you talking about here? What are you talking about?
Well,
really thing to put me to sleep. You are really starting to put me to sleep. Did the judge put you in jail? Was she cute? Wear a suit. Did she wear a suit? Did you wear a suit? Be sure to put on a tie. Don't tell me that, because I'm not going to do what somebody else is telling me. I have something inside of me that tell me what to do, and I am victorious, because when she tried to put me in jail, they couldn't make the first step to do it. So I got them under my spell. Gotta go pee-pee, maybe even a quick nap. Say what? Dude, I am out. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, why would somebody listen to me and think that they have something to add to what I'm saying? There's nothing to add to what I'm saying. Jesus Christ is King. You hear this? Get your life right. You hear this? This person don't know what they're talking about. It's a sodomite talking to me. You know, don't have a good question, not going anywhere to say anything. You notice that. Look, I have what I need. If you look at all these, the president of the United States. You see, the world honor United States, there's a reason for that. It is because they drug off all of us from Africa, come to the Western world. They drug us with all the disease that we have. Why you think we have all these diseases? Scatter it all over us. So you can stay there and don't know what it is. When you don't know the truth, somebody realize that they can do anything they want to do with you. And that's what is going on right now. They invade us. And not, you never hear any of our people ask them or take them up and say, hey, you got to get out of here and show them the laws of kingship. You know, they don't show them that. And they rise up to a dimension now where their nonsense become law, which we can't see is not law. A.D. Anno Domini, the Pope. He's a faggot. The Pope is a faggot. He lives in our place that they remove our king from. But when they remove the king, you got to understand that they drug, you're talking about 509 BC. They already drug the whole administration of African people, because they're in all over Africa, all over the place that they want. They could do anything. And now, isn't it ridiculous that Africa is seeking independence from these faggots that, you know, come into the place of the Elohim and overriding the laws of kingship, government, jurisdiction? This is our jurisdiction, and we can't even tell them that. You see what I mean? My friend, Doc,
North Northwest Media. Now we can't show them anything. We don't know that we should hold up the banner of kingship. You know that Northwest Media. You know that we perform by kingship in America long for years. Why is it we are in this condition that we are in? We fail. We fail to study the history origin and to know how to speak and run off adversaries. But we allow them to come here and take root and behave like they are not criminals and they have authority now to use United States. As a hub to make everybody come under homosexual rule. They're homosexual because they come from monkey. Now, you're afraid to tell them that they're monkey. That we are to spread all over the world, that we have monkey running the world. That's what I must do because it's in the World History Textbook. They can't overrule you. They cannot overrule the fact. They hold conversation with me, and I tell them, wait a minute. Your son is suspending me for a day or so, like 16 hours. The next, like, you know, 12 hours or something like that. I said, you asked me to tell you why I'm giving you these feedback. I tell you. But you never answer nothing. What do you make out of that? How many times I give them? Twitter still have a tweet for me that I appeal, and they have not responding. 4 years now. These white people don't have any sense. They don't have any sense. But they use all the weapons and all these things that they have and holding us off. Xinjiang, China, India. We all back off. Over there that those over next to Israel, those guys, they are a little brave, but they're not going the right way about things. They're not using the history, which is the foundation. It is our fortress and nobody will use it. So we allow these homosexual species now to come over and these guys are fucking each other's asshole and then they come on and fire all kind of bomb over the West Bank over there and killing off Hamas and them and stuff like that. And the world look at us like we do something wrong. We don't look at how they come in and what they have done from over the past 2,000 years. You don't look at what they do. We never go where they were. They come here and interfere with us. And they convince the world that we are the one who is doing them wrong. What kind of business is that? You see what I mean? But look, these are apes turning human because they have our blood and that's what they're using against us. We don't know that. Okay? Address them by their name because look, when we talk about their president, oh yeah, right, they'll do it to us. And the Constitution, they do it to us. Forward to what is in their contribution. Look, the Constitution, you know, they can go use it and wipe their butt with it because it is not for us. They can't prove that. They don't have anything to prove that at all. Not a single thing. You know, and We are off. We are off our proper minds. See what I mean? We are not in our right minds. And that is what is making the trouble. The time is right for us to know the truth. That's what they are sidestepping. They will not engage us in words if we are talking the truth. Like in my case, I'm telling them things. I am alone. I am not a harming of people. It is just I as an individual. And they're shunning what I say. Okay, and talk about this is their country. And this is their anywhere there we have a little city or something like that. They're controlling us. They are controlling us. And indeed, they are monkeys. They come from monkey. They come from monkey species, right? So now they are homosexual. That come from monkey. They are part monkey, as you see them here. But they interbreed up with our Neanderthals. We don't even touch that. We don't even touch that talking to these old bunch of homosexual now. We can just call them homosexual, but it is an official word. Homosexuality is prominent with them. It is a species. So you have a right to call them homosexual species, but they're connected to the hominid primates. That's where they come from. We must behave like we are in our right mind now, man. Come on. I am not joking. It is time to lace them with the fact. You see what I mean? They can't be ducking the truth for so long, and simply because we don't confront them with it. We are really under standard of our proper cognizant mind, right? So this is the problem, and this is what I have to say today. So I'm going to read this to you, and let's see what do I have to contribute right here. Therefore, the prior times was the beginning. What is this? The prior time was the beginning. Yeah? What is this? What's the beginning? I don't know what this is. Something happened here. I don't know what this is. Before the prior time, we're talking about Nibiru, the planet of our creators, the Elohim. And if you think that the Elohim doesn't mean anything, that's wrong, because the best of these Sodomite European settlers is a man named Cicero. And Cicero recorded in the World History textbook as a man who revered the Elohim, yeah. And he was a political man. So just think about it. And their entire institution, after they've learned so much from our God's public establishment, they learn from us everything. And they go into their own ministry from learning our ways of doing things, because they don't come from any civilization where they talk or anything like that. So every single thing that these monkeys are doing today, we must know. We must get to know their history, where they're coming from. And they are not teaching it to us, so we need to learn it ourselves. So this is talking about the gods, the book in what one of the gods, one of the main gods, a memoirs, wrote a memoirs and prophecies of an extraterrestrial god. The Last Book of Enki by Zachariah Sitchin, author of The 12th Planet. Now, so what I'm telling you is, what I'm reading to you is the part where it tells us about on their planet, just like how we on Earth, we were created on Earth in South Africa. That is our beginning, right? So our beginning is different from theirs. So he is telling us, some of the knowledge that describe the way they on that planet came into being. So the period of time is being referred to here that said before prior times was the beginning. So after the prior times were the olden time, right? The Lord Enki taught us automatic hybrid human beings of their homeland, Nibiru planet, and about its origin. He tells of initial beginning, different periods that followed, especially of the time that the gods came to Earth and created the human being. Interesting. He stated it in the following. Now, this is the account of the prior times and of the weapons of war, no, and of the weapons of terror. Before the prior times was the beginning. After the prior times were the olden times. In the olden times, the gods came to Earth and created the Earthling. Anyone can option access this book titled The Lost Book of Enki by Zachariah Sitchin, Amazon.com. This is ultimate knowledge for civilization and atomic hybrid indigenous people only, my friend. I could read more of this to you. I don't know how well I would do, because, I've been putting out a lot of energy here. But let me
get a little refreshing, and then I could chance to see if I can read a little more of what I began a while ago. All right. Now, let's see. I want to see if I can find... Okay, let's go with Hero. You know, Hero is a very nice tune. Yes. Yes. Let's go with Hero, okay?
You can find
Okay. Now, I am a little on the delay side here, but I hope you enjoy that tune. Your hero, Mariah Carey. I love that tune, you know, very much. Now, let's see where I was. This is a very interesting piece of information that I am trying to read to you here. All right. So it tells us that after the prior times were the olden times. In the olden times, the gods came to earth. Very important piece of this, and created the earthlings, which is us, that these homosexual people take up everywhere we live, and clear, we are nobody at all. They are going to find out why they are wrong, and they must leave, because law and order we have. And they use their disease to block off our senses from who we are and what we are supposed to be, what our existence is. These sodomites are not going to be able to do it. The Almighty above must grant them that. I don't know about that. So now I'm going to read more of our origin and, you know, may this help somebody else beside me. So it says, before the prior times was the beginning. After the prior times were the olden times. This is what is taking place on there. Big planet out there past Pluto going out there, right? And it is not a planet that shaped like ours. It's more not rectangle, but, you know, I forget the shape, the name that they call that shape, but it is not almost round like our planet. And it's maybe like about, what, 5 or 10 times bigger than Earth. Okay? So, it goes on to say, prior times, none of the gods was on Earth, nor were earthlings yet fashioned. The prior times, in the prior times, the abode of the gods was on their own planet. Nibiru is its name. A great planet, reddish in radiance, around the sun, an elongated circuit. Nibiru makes. For a time, in the cold, is Nibiru engulfed part of its circuit by the sun, strongly is it heated. A thick atmosphere Nibiru envelops by volcanic eruptions constantly fed. All manner of life this atmosphere sustains. Out of it there will be only perishing. In the old period, the inner heat of Nibiru in keeps about
the planet. A warm coat that is constantly renewed. In the hot period, it shields Nibiru from the sun's scorching rays. In its midst, rains it holds and release to lakes and stream giving rise.
Come on here. Okay, so this is, it says, in its midst, rains it holds and releases to lakes and streams giving rise. So this means that the rainfall there, like it fall on earth, right? Lush vegetation. Our atmosphere feeds and protects all manner of life in the waters, on the land, to spout it cause. All right.
After eons of time, our own species spouted by our own essence, an eternal seed to procreate. Our numbers grew to many regions. Of Nibiru, our ancestors spread.
Interesting.
Some till the land. Some four-legged creatures shepherd. Some live on the mountains. Some in the valleys, their home made. Rivalry occurred. Encroachments happened. Clashes occurred, sticks became weapons. Clans gathered into tribes. Then two great nations each other face. The nation of the north against the nation of the south took up arms. What was held by hand to thrusting missile was turned weapons of thunder and brilliance. Increased the terror. A war long and fierce engulfed the planet. Brother amass against brother. There was death and destruction. Both north and south. For many circuits, desolation reigned. for many circuits. Desolation reigned the land. All life was diminished. Then a truce was declared. Then peacemaking was conducted. Let the nations be united. The emissaries said to one another, let there be one throne on Nibiru, one king to reign over all. Let the leader from north or from south be by lot be chosen. One king supreme to be. If he be from north, let south choose a female to be his spouse as equal queen to reign alongside. By lot, a south male be chosen, let the north female be his spouse. Husband and wife, let them be as one flesh to become. Let their firstborn son be the successor. Let a unified dynasty thus be found until Nibiru forever be established. In the midst of the ruin, peace was started. North and south by marriage were united. I still feel like I'll go a little bit further. The royal throne into one flesh combined, an unbroken line of kingship established. The first king after peace was made. A warrior of the north, he was a mighty commander. By lots, true and fair was the chosen. He decrees in unity were accept. For his abode, he built a splendid city, a gate, unity, meaning was its name. For his reign, a royal title was granted, and it was the celestial one was its meaning. Governors for each land. See, that's what these white people come to America and do. Set up governor over the states. See, they learn everything from us. You see? Yes, governors for each land he appointed, restoration and reclamation was their foremost task. Of him in the royal annals, thus in Thus It Was Recorded. And the lands unified. Peace on Nibiru he restored. He built a new city. The canal he repaired. Flood to the, food to the he provided. There was abundance in the land. For his spouse, the South, a maiden had chosen. For both love the warring, she was noted. Yes, for both love and warring, she was noted. And Antu was her royal title. The leader who is Han's spouse, the given name clearly did mean Antu. Okay. She bore and she bore Han three sons, which is Anu, okay? She bore him three sons and no daughters. The firstborn son was by her name, Anki. By Anne, a solid foundation was its name. Alone on the throne, he was seated. A spouse to choose was twice postponed. In his reign, concubines were brought into the palace. A son to him was not born. Anu. Okay. The dynasty thus begun was by the death of Enki's disrupted. The dynasty thus begun was by the death of Enki disrupted. On the foundation, no one offspring followed. The middle son, though not the firstborn, the legal heir was pronounced. Now, see how far I can go with this. From his youth, one of three brothers, Heber, by his mother, was lovingly called. The one in the middle, his name did mean. The royal honor and IB, he is named. In kingship celestial, by generations, the one who is and son, the name signified. He followed his father's hand on Nibiru's throne, but by count, he was the third to reign. The daughter of the younger brother, he chose to be his spouse. Ninib, she was called the Lady of Hib. A son to Hanib by Ninib was born, the successor on the throne. He was the fourth by the count of kings. By the royal name Anshur-Gal, he wished himself to be known. Ans prince, who is greatest of princes, a princess, was the meaning. Okay. His spouse, a half-sister, Kishargal, was equally named. Knowledge and understanding were his chief ambition. The ways of the heavens he assiduously studied. Great circuit of Nibiru he studied, its length ashore, to be e fixed. Yes. As 1 year of Nibiru was the measure, by it the royal reign to be numbered and recorded. The shore to 10 portions he divided. 2 festivals thereby he pronounced. When nearest to the sun's equator, a festival of the warmth was celebrated. When to its far abode, Nibiru was distanced. The festival was coolness. No, the festival of coolness was decreed. Replace all olden festivals. Replacing all oldness festivals of tribes and nation to unify the people. The two were established. Laws of husband and wife, of sons and daughters, be decreed, be established. Customs from the first tribes, he proclaimed for the whole land. From the wars, females greatly outnumbered males. Decrees he made. One male to have more than one female. Wow. For knowing. Really. Okay, because there were one man should have two because there is not enough men. Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm going to like rest it right now. It's nice, but I will read some more of this. You know, because these are very interesting, I mean, to me, because we are offspring of these, of the blood up there. And, you know, I am very, very, I'm very happy to have this opportunity to know things of this kind. Oh, it's out of my perception is growing. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I know that I have said some things here today. Some people may not like them. I am not going to avoid doing it because no one can give me cash to forego what I am saying. I cannot forego what I'm saying because it is further in value than all the wealth on planet Earth to me. It's up to you whether or not you crave higher circuit of life, knowledge. You know, if you don't want that, that's what I want. And I'm not going to miss anybody's company. Don't want this same thing because this is not like everything else. Not at all. So I'm going to play Hero one more time because I like this tune and I want to like listen.
What you are, there's an somebody here.